Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm going to be your host today, Randy Yangston, joined with Zach Columbia.
Yo.
How we doing?
Living the dream, man.
Yeah, baby.
That's
let's go.
That's what they call it.
That's what they say. Is it your dream or someone else?
I'm in it, though. I'm still in it.
Must,
you know?
It must be yours, then. All right, guys. On the last episode, we talked about how giving away your services for free could be impacting your team morale. Could be probably changing the structure of, you know, how long people stay in your business. There's a number of negative side effects, essentially, that were probably not recognized beforehand. You probably missed, you know, or overlooked some of those things. Today, we want to talk about how it's not only impacting your team, but it's impacting the health of the business as a whole, yourself included as the owner, and the benefits that you receive as the owner. Lay the foundation for us, Zach. I mean, obviously, you know, free offers are synonymous with this industry.
Yep.
It's a way many gym owners feel they need to create or need to offer in order to get somebody in the room.
Yeah.
And have the opportunity to convert them to a long-term member. But let's just kind of paint the foundation. Like, what is that? How is that negatively impacting the business as a whole?
Everybody hears the term tire kickers.
Sure.
Right? Like, yep. Hey, it attracts tire kickers. I would just say that there's no faster way to devalue and commoditize what it is that you deliver than to put free on it.
There you go.
You know, no matter how you position it, when you use free, it's psychologically in the prospect's mind, just saying like, it's a commodity. Like, I can get this anywhere. And now now your business is looked at through this lens of not premium, not the highest possible quality. And we all know this, right? We all know this. Like, if you go in and you're shopping for products, let's just say, like, you know, wine, you're shopping for wine. Well, we all know there's bottom shelf and there's middle shelf and there's top shelf. And you immediately believe that the top shelf is going to be the highest quality because it's the highest price tag.
Yeah.
So what do we say? There's no strategic advantage to being the second most expensive.
Yep.
And there, you know, there is a strategic advantage to being the most expensive. There is a strategic advantage to being the least expensive, but you have to know what it is that you're doing and who it is that you're attracting when you put those offers out there.
Sure.
And I hear it all the time, like, when it comes to free, it's like, well, it's not really free. They have to earn it, or it's like lipstick on a pig, right?
Yeah.
There's different ways of positioning it. Look at the 6-week challenge, you know, the rise and the fall of the 6-week challenge, but it's like, hey, it's a free 6-week challenge. They come in, they have to pay $500, but they can get the money back. And it's like, okay, there's a lot of psychology to like unpack around that. But at the same time, we flash forward, you know, what, 8 years, 9 years after that kind of like was a huge thing. I think some gyms are still
trying
to hold on
yeah.
to it, right? But all those people are gone.
Mm-hmm.
It like all those customers that you brought into the business, 90% of them, every single challenge disappeared at the end of the challenge. So then is that the type of person that we want to attract into our business, or is it not? Before you jump in here, but I remember when we're not a above this. We're like, hey, this seems to be working. They're getting mm-hmm. hundreds of clients. Like, let's try this. And we ran a couple of them in our facility. And all of a sudden, it's like the people that were coming in did not look like our clients, like our customers.
Yeah.
And they came and they went. And the people that looked like our customers were still here after the challenge. And so you have to think about the ramifications of that in your business. But I guess we have to go back to who are you? What is your identity as a business? You have to start there.
Yeah.
And then who do we want to attract? And I don't believe that any gym out there is I don't believe any owner is starting their business saying, I want to attract like the cheapest possible customer ever that just wants to come in and get a few workouts in and then leave.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what they're offering.
Well, let's talk about that. Why gyms use free?
They don't know. They don't know how to. They don't know another way.
Correct.
They didn't go to school for marketing. Yep. They didn't study it. It's not their fault.
Nope.
But that's a great question. It's like, that's why, is because they're gym owners. Mm-hmm. They got into it probably from a trainer. They're a trainer and that's what they learned. And they're like, man, I deliver great training. But then the reality of being a gym owner hits them and they're like, wow, there's a lot to this. And the learning curve is pretty steep and you could fall off a cliff because if you don't learn it, you got a business real quick.
Yep.
And so what they did is they, you know, okay, well, what's everybody else doing? Well, free is getting people in the door. So I need somebody to just run ads for me and offer something for free. And look where that's gotten us, right? I mean, that's a very short, that's a Band-Aid that that's not going to solve the problem.
Well, and I think you nailed it too, right? Like you get into this industry because you want to help people. We know that the results we provide are not, it's not flash in the pan. It's not overnight. It's, for the lack of a better term, delayed gratification and hard work. You know, you need somebody coming multiple times a week for periods of time to get the results that they're typically looking for. And that's the thing, too. Like, we have to remember, we provide a solution to a problem. We don't just provide a workout. And I think that's the frame that many gym owners using free are putting themselves into. They're positioning themselves as, now I sell workouts. I don't sell a solution to a problem. They don't know how to articulate that to the marketplace. And that's why their positioning is off. And so they're gravitating towards the easiest route, I would say, to get somebody's attention when it comes to just getting their attention, not necessarily acquiring a new long-term client. But if we were to look at free in an offer, free is risk removal, right?
Yes.
And that's one of the things I wanted to explain or paint a picture of here. There's a number of different ways to remove risk when somebody's trying to buy, when you're creating
without
free. Yeah. Correct, right? So, you know, we utilize a two-week guarantee. Our expectation is that you're going to sign an annual membership, and in those first 14 days, before day 15, you have the choice of ripping up and shredding that agreement or moving forward and being part of the annual.
Yeah.
It's a different form of risk reversal, right? We've got another episode we've done talks about the five trial styles. Yeah. If you're curious on what else you could do, go listen to that episode. We break it down in depth. But I think that's the first thing. So gym owners, you have other options. There are other ways of getting risk reversal into your offer that isn't giving it away. So that's kind of first and foremost. You know, we don't have to do it. But the impact that it has on your business, I think, is clear when you have run challenges or are doing free. Your business shifts from focusing on the client and delivering a superior program and results for your clients to this marketing and sales cycle where, you know, you've got all of this front-end attention going to all these newbies that have no skin in the game. They're not committed, right? Sometimes it's even hard just getting them in for workouts because there's no sting for them, right? So can we even show the value of what they could get as a member if they're barely even attending their trial that's free? And then down the road, we know that they're only committed to X number, you know, whatever that initial off front end offer is.
What's the number one problem in our industry that if we could solve, that we're golden? Retention,
sure.
Retention.
Yeah.
Retention starts with your marketing.
100%.
And so we get mad and frustrated and jaded and as a gym owner when it's like, man, like, you know, I'm just losing members. And let's be real, guys. Like, there's nobody in that's listening to this that isn't losing members. Everybody's like, I've got the best retention. No, you don't, right? No, you don't, or you would be at capacity and you wouldn't be trying to market and bring people into your business. You'd be rolling up every day to your gym, high-fiving people, sitting in your office, desk, feet up on the desk. Like, everybody has retention issues. Everybody can improve upon their retention.
Sure.
Like, that's the reality of our industry.
You're never going to have zero.
People
move. People pass away. People die.
Like, We've had members die, right? It's never going to be zero. And you're also going to have people that just give up, right? Or they quit. But the goal is like, hey, let's bring that to the absolute minimum that it can be. And if you're bringing people in on a free challenge, like you said, delayed gratification, right? It takes a long time to get results and fitness never ends.
There you go.
There is no finish line. Nike said it best. There is no finish line when it comes to fitness. Like, you can't stop working out once you start. Okay. There's no point in stopping.
Congratulations. You did it.
Just move back. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice? I won. I won the game. It's a never ending thing. So why are we getting mad at this problem that essentially we're creating? We're bringing somebody in and saying like, hey, try this thing out and hopefully you stick with it. Instead of out of the gate, when somebody first makes contact with us, would seize our marketing, we go through this nurture process from the beginning of their whole relationship with us, we're instilling in them and their identity that, hey, this is for life. This is not something that you do for a couple of months and then leave.
Yeah.
Right. Or quit. This is something that you are going to need to do from now until the end of time. Now, maybe that doesn't necessarily mean with our business, but you can never stop. So I want to make sure that when you start this process, you have all of the tools and resources and support to continue this lifestyle forever. And that cannot be communicated when you're like, come in and try it for free.
Yeah.
If you're saying, hey, Miss Johnson, like, come in and we're going to do a consultation, like a fitness consultation, and that's going to include a free workout. You've never met Miss Johnson before. You know zero about her, and you're going to take her through a workout before you ever sit down and have a conversation with her. What does that tell Miss Johnson? What does that communicate to Miss Johnson about the value that you provide?
Yeah, it's light, very light, right? It takes nothing to get somebody.
Hey,
yeah.
we do workouts here.
Yep.
Not, hey, Miss Johnson, we're going to come in. You're going to go through a consultation and an assessment, and we take everybody through you. You mentioned the 2 weeks. Well, that's our body mapping phase. We're going to take you through this 2-week assessment process so that we understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your contraindications, your goals, and we know exactly how to train you. That's going to take us 2 weeks just to figure out a starting point with you. Which one has more value in the client's mind?
Exactly.
I'll pay for the 2 weeks. The workouts, it's like, I just came in and took a free class did a free workout.
Yep.
I got sweaty. Well, all the value that you provide now is that workout.
Workout, yeah.
That's it. And nothing more. So, of course, it's a commodity. Of course, it's something that you can give away for free. Mm-hmm. And the client now in their mind is price shopping, and they will go to the next least expensive, less expensive, or more convenient location versus saying, I'm going to stick with you long term because you have something that nobody else has. You made the investment.
All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show.
Of mapping my body and designing my program and doing all of these things to take care of me as an individual, not just have me show up and work out.
Yeah. And you can't get there somewhere else, right? They can't just move on and just go join the next gym and assume that, oh,
yeah,
that gym knows everything about me. This gym's gonna be the same or have that same information. It's just not the way it is, right?
I love that, because if you believe that in order for your client to understand the value that you're providing, they have to experience it, meaning they have to come in and do a workout. If that's how you communicate the value of your program, that right there is the problem.
I would agree.
That right there is telling me that you don't understand marketing and psychology and the sales component of this industry and what's required to create that perceived value and lifelong journey.
Yeah.
Right. The retention piece, you don't understand how to create that, and you are going to have a high churn rate with those people. Right. If you're like, hey, you have to come in and do a free week just to know what it is that you're getting, well, then you don't know what you really do other than provide workouts. So we have to, this is one of the things, like with our coaching clients, when they come in, we're like, tell us everything that you do and what makes you special. And like most of the time they tell us what they do and they don't even know how special it is.
Yeah.
And you and I are looking at this and we're pulling out these nuggets and we're like, that right there, you can leverage that and lean into it and communicate that to the marketplace, and they're going to eat that up.
Yep.
Because that's solving this massive problem, and it's doing it in a unique way that prospect has never heard before, because they've been going to the gym that's offering a free week or whatever and delivering just workouts.
Yep.
And they're not getting the results. They don't see the value of that. And then they read or see your video or hear about your, you know, unique way of doing this and why it works and how you deliver the training. And they're going, whoa, like, I'm not getting results here because they don't have that.
Yeah.
I got to go over here. And guess what? I'll pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I just had a conversation this past weekend with the Parisi Speed School. And I was speaking on the unique mechanisms, unique selling proposition. And it was interesting just watching the whole room kind of light up, like, wow, you know, what I'm doing. And this is no knock to those gym owners, but I was telling them it's kind of like taking what they're doing and then like adding that special sauce, that unique identifier, right? Removing them from the sea of many and putting them over here in the sea of one. And we see it all of the time with gyms' websites, right? What does every gym offer? Fitness, nutrition, and accountability.
Yeah.
Right? But that's the problem. That's not the solution.
Yeah.
And again, we're not knocking you guys for not having the knowledge. You have to seek the knowledge and understand it. There is a better way, right? And that's something that we coach our clients on all the time. But when we gravitate towards the workout being the piece of value that, you know, they need to experience that one workout in order to understand what we do.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. Right?
Like, that's a red flag. So, and this, like you said, this isn't a knock on anybody. It's just that your expertise has been is around the fitness. And that's what you've poured your heart and soul into, is learning that and becoming the expert there, you know. But even one thing that's really common in, like in the medical industry, like with like family practitioners and stuff. Mm-hmm. My sister was a medical coder, and she got hired by a doctor, and this doctor, you know, he had been going to school for like 8 years, and he finally graduates and he's going to open his practice and has zero patients.
Sure. Yeah.
And he's like, how are we going to get patients? Well, he just spent all of his time and energy and education learning how to help people.
Yeah.
Questionable, but whatever. You can tell.
We're a little jaded.
I don't like doctors. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, but he has no idea how to now go out and get patients. Mm-hmm. Right. And the same thing applies to gym owners. It's like, man, you know how to help people and train them, and you could probably do that better than anybody else. But if you don't know how to communicate that and how to take what you do and know and your special methodology and all that and turn it into something that appeals to the marketplace, then you're going, how am I going to get members? I don't have any other way. I got to throw an ad up to say like free month, free week, you know, whatever it is, and hope that I'm going to get, you know, 20 people that I have to come in, service for X amount of time, and then maybe like five of them will stick or something. But that's the only way I know to get clients.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of funny too. When we talk about it, mentioned a little bit in the last episode, but we talk about it all the time. Like, we're the only industry that this has become a norm, right? There's another industry where you walk in, you get service for free for typically a number of sessions or visits.
Yeah.
You know, like 2 weeks. I mean, that person could be with you 6-8 times before you ever see be paid for any of that service. You can't do it at a restaurant. You don't get to do it with your car wash. You don't do, you know, like, there's not a single industry in the world that gives away what we give away in this industry.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, we want to be respected like everybody else. We want to be seen as the experts for health and fitness and do. There's miscongruence there, you know. Yeah. We can't give away our services and then expect, you know, somebody to pay good money for the services that we bring to the table when we just showed them, hey, I could train you for 2 weeks for free.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other half of the coin is gym owners are always resistant of increasing rate or the cost of their services, and we internally feel like we bring more value to what we do than what we're able to charge. You think you're struggling to raise your rates, but if you're giving your services away, you're always going to struggle to convert people to a higher price program. Always. You know, who in their right mind is going to go receive something for free for 2 weeks and then turn around and pay $500 a month for that same service and expect it to be the same level of what it could be when you just got it for free? They're not going to grasp the value simply because you put them through a handful of workouts.
You know, so one of our best producing marketing things that we do is a banner.
Yeah.
We put it on our building. We've got, you know, quite a bit of traffic that drives by the front of here. Our members, existing members, their membership is $109 a week. That's our annual contract. When we put the banner up, you know what the banner says?
I know exactly what it says. Yeah.
$109 a week. Unlimited training, $109 a week. It's the same exact thing that our clients, you know, get. Now, we believe that we provide so much value that is a steal for our members. Sure. Where was I going with this? Oh, the point that I was gonna make here is, like, you want to raise rates on your existing members, but your existing members are seeing the ads that you're running for free 2 weeks or a week or whatever, month or whatever. And they're like, well, you're giving that away for free to people that aren't
have
members.
No relationship with you yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why don't you do that for me? I've been a member for like a year and you're giving them a discount or you're giving it to them for half off or whatever. Don't think that your members aren't seeing that because they are. And then you're going to try to raise their rates. And they're like, no, you're willing to take a new person for nothing. And now you're trying to charge me more.
Yeah.
Like, guys, I'm just bringing up these things that happen in our industry so regularly. And it's considered like the norm. There are better ways. And what, when was it? Was it last week we did the podcast and we were talking about, or maybe a couple weeks ago where we were talking about like one of the benefits of hiring a coach is they can look at your business from the outside, mm-hmm. like objectively and into your business. When you're in it, you don't see a lot of these things. And that's one of the things that, you know, we provide at Gym Business Coach is we'll look at somebody's business and we're like, oh, well, no wonder you can't raise rates, or no wonder you have a churn problem. Yep. Because here's how you solve this problem. You don't even realize that it's not about that you're not delivering a great service for your clients. They're not sticking because you're not attracting the right person. Here's how we adjust your messaging on the front end to get the right person that's actually going to be a long-term client.
Yep.
And then you flash forward, you know, 6 months down the road. It's like, wow, these people are actually staying and they're paying more and they're great clients. What was I doing wrong the whole time? Well, you were focusing all of your attention on the delivery or something that wasn't even broken, right? You were already great there, but you couldn't get ahead because you were losing these people. It actually was a marketing problem and a membership pricing intro offer or whatever. So you can keep spinning your wheels and running on the hamster wheel, you know, or you solve that problem once and it's like, oh, I didn't even know that was the solution because it's so far over here and you were working on the wrong thing, you know, and that's why gym owners stay stuck.
And we've talked about that a lot. I mean, talking about, you know, attracting that lifestyle client versus a transformation client, right? I mean, right out of the gate, the psychology of those two individuals is different. Lifestyle client understands, like you articulated, right? This is something I'm going to be doing from this point beyond continually. There is no end goal. There's no, I did it. I achieved fitness and now I don't have to go to the gym anymore. It's part of their life. They've integrated it multiple times a week and it's just the norm, right? That's the client we're trying to bring in the door. And then we're running ads for somebody lose 30 pounds in 6 weeks or your money back. That's not the same person. You know what I mean? So like you said, quite often your churn problem is a marketing problem. It's not a delivery problem. And it starts there.
And you can, not everybody's going to start as a transformation client, mm-hmm. but you can, a lifestyle client. They might, but you can attract somebody that has a transformation mindset and immediately start changing and shifting their perspective and their identity to a lifestyle client. And you can do that in your messaging and your copy and the nurture process and the consultation so that when they decide, oh, I'm signing up, now they're not signing up for that challenge. They're signing up and they're going, okay, like the reason I've been unsuccessful before is because I kept going after these quick fixes and these challenges. It's different this time. Here's why.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden we've taken somebody that was having a tendency to be attracted to that transformation to somebody that's like, oh, this is a long-term thing. This is a new lifestyle for me.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think the homework for you is looking at you're taking a step back from your business, right? A great analogy. You don't repair a car while driving it. So if you're in the business, you know, if you're on the training floor as an owner, if you're, you know, training 40, 50, 60 hours a week, it's really hard to see these things. But the homework I would give you would be to step back, look at all of the areas of your business, look at, you know, your retention, see not just the delivery of it, but what else could be impacting somebody's decision to leave. You know, is it the way that they came into your business? Is it the way that you, from your first you know, the first visit, the marketing message, everything that you're putting out there, that's where the relationship built, you know, is established. And so take that step back, look at your business objectively with the best, you know, of your ability. If you need help, that's what we're here for. Obviously, there's links in the show notes to get in, you know, in touch with us. We do have our Grow Summit coming up. So if you want to be, you know, in a room with high-level gym owners thinking about, not only thinking about, but that have solved a lot of these issues for themselves, that's the room. FitProGrowthSummit.com will get you a ticket there. But that's all we have for today's episode. I think we painted a pretty good picture. We've given you a little bit of homework to go look at your business. Start to identify these areas that you can change to have a different outcome. I mean, that's the biggest thing is just because you've identified it doesn't mean that it's going to make the change. You have to actually test and try different offers, different marketing positions. A lot of these things, you know, that we help with. So that's all we have for this episode. Until next episode, keep changing lives.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.